Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another award-winning edition of Gwinnett Business Radio. I am merely Mike Salmon. Sitting alongside me. Sitting alongside me is Stephen Julian.
I know.
We've never done a show sitting
like
so
this.
Close to each other.
Wow. The risks we take on Gwinnett Business
Radio.
Yes,
we're going to have to make a little line here. Put a little line in the
Don't
sand.
Don't get on my side of the table, Mike. He's breathing my air.
Exactly.
He's breathing my air.
Because we got Z and Daniel and Trey here. So, you know,
they're
going
to referee.
They've got the folks behind the scenes are taking care of everything.
I can't. I'm so excited. I can't tell you. I feel like I've been promoted. Or you've been demoted to this side of I don't know which one it is.
We'll go with the former.
I don't care. Oh, I'm
yeah,
so excited.
We'll go with that. All right. Well, we've got a couple guests sitting across the table from us. Barbara Quam is from Legal Shield. She's a Legal Shield independent associate, and she's joining us for the show. And Julie King from Fairway Mortgage. And ladies, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Barbara.
We'll start with you.
All right.
Tell us all about Legal Shield and the services that you provide.
Well, we are a 44-year-old company and used to be called Prepaid Legal.
You don't look a day over 43.
Thank you. And we offer, we provide individuals, small businesses, and families with affordable access to the legal system through designated law firms, one per state in all the states of the United States. And then four provinces of Canada.
Barbara, a lot of people have probably heard of Legal Shield or Prepaid Legal, like they used to be known as. But there have been some changes with Legal Shield in the last few years, and especially you as an independent rep who is very well connected and networks a lot. What kind of sets your representation of Legal Shield? That's funny, I use representation with Legal Shield. What kind of sets what you do apart from maybe some of the other reps out there?
Well, maybe my background, because I've had several careers in my background. I've been an insurance agency for most of my careers. I've automated insurance agencies back when computers started up. And then I've also been in high-tech business. So I've done a lot of different things. I've even owned my own business, a franchise, a $20,000 franchise. And during a recession that wasn't well received. So I went back to work for a living. But I was introduced with Legal Shield in, Prepaid Legal back in 1998. And I've been doing it very part-time while I was working a job. And now I retired early last year and decided I'm going to do what I want to do full time now. So I understand where small businesses, which is another big difference. People think of Legal Shield as only being for individuals or families. And we do have small business plans for for-profit businesses that are 99 employees or fewer that are not publicly traded. And it allows the small business owner who usually loses sleep at night worrying about legal issues to sleep well because they've got an affordable way of getting their questions answered and legal things done for them without, you know, a big bill in the mail. So it really helps them budget. It helps them manage their money and make money.
If I'm a small business owner listening to this, what are some of the legal issues that probably I'm thinking of first? So read my mind. And then secondly, are there some of the legal issues that maybe I'm not thinking of that Legal Shield can really help with?
Well, if you're just starting your business, you're trying to figure out well, should I be a sole proprietorship, or should I, you know, what if I get a partner later on, or should I incorporate, should it be an LLC? All those things can be answered by them, and they can discuss what you want to do, when you're going to do it, and things like that, so that you can make the right decision. And then once you're in business, hey, how am I going to collect this money these clients owe me? I keep calling them, and they never send me my money. Well, get the attorney to send a letter. Amazing how fast that gets paid. And they might have lease agreements that need to be reviewed, because they can strike out some things that are and change things up that are going to be more beneficial to the tenant. And they might have contracts that they want reviewed. So, and they might even need trial defense. What if they're sued? Two of the plans offer trial defense. So there are a lot of issues that can be handled, including just plain questions.
I guess the magic of Legal Shield is you have a group of people, a lot of people putting money into the pot, and that pays for the whole group. So typically, legal representation that you could not afford on your own, you're able to do through Legal Shield because of the group mentality, or however you want to phrase that. I'm thinking some people think, well, I still might not be able to afford it. What kind of prices are we talking about? Because I'm actually a member of the personal. I didn't realize until recently when I had a conversation with somebody that there's actually a business Legal Shield that you can have as well. But the rates are so inexpensive, it almost makes sense not to. Talk about the rates.
The prices for the three different plans, and remember, we're dealing with companies that are less than 99, less than 100 employees. There's a 10 employer or fewer plan that's only $40 a month. Actually, it's $39. Then there's a $89 plan that's for 50 employees or fewer. And there's a $149 plan for fewer than 100. Now, that doesn't mean that the company that has 10 employees can't get the big plan, the 100 plan. It depends on what they need. And we've got recommender tool that asks what they need from the attorneys and what services they're going to probably be using the most. And that will peg them into which plan is best for them.
And I think another thing that kind of sets you apart in what you do with Legal Shield is you're obviously focusing on the business owners, but then as well as the business owner, then there's an opportunity for the business owner to offer a benefit to the employees. Can you kind of talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, a really good client of mine is one that is going to not only have the plan for his business and also see the value of it for himself and his family, but also offer it to his employees. Because if he offers it to his employees as a voluntary benefit, then those employees are going to be more productive at work. They're going to quit using their slick time. That's legal. That's sick time for legal problems. Or it's going to keep their minds on their work rather than, you know, always having in the back of their head some question about what's happening with these legal issues.
Slick time. I learned something new today.
Yeah.
I like that. Do we have slick time here at Gwinnett Business Radio? Yes, because I miss shows occasionally.
Do you get some legal issues?
Well, we won't go into
that. Just use your Legal Shield. Is there any kind of, is it a long-term commitment? How does it work?
It's a month-to-month basis. Most people that do sign up for it, and unlike regular insurance where you're, because it's always related as a kind of like an insurance policy, but unlike regular homeowners or auto insurance where you use it and you get penalized, this is something you want to use, because the more you use it, the more it's embedded in your brain that you've got an attorney in the palm of your hand, because we do have an app for that.
Right. And I think also, yeah, so one of the things that you almost have to train your clients on is people, you know, anytime I call an attorney, it's going to cost me X or Y, or, you know, is this free consultation? Instead, it's no, your monthly covers all of this. So make sure you use it either on a personal level or as a business owner.
Well, there are some things that aren't going to be covered under the plan itself. But the point is that they call and ask the questions. They get their alternatives. They get all their options. And then they can make a decision based on that. And that's what everybody wants, is to be able to access their rights. And you don't know what your rights are if you're checking your wallet all the time. That's crazy.
That's a good line.
We're talking with Barbara Kwom with Legal Shield, and talk about the level of service you'll get, the attorneys, because people are thinking, okay, $39 a month. Okay, for that, I'm getting some Joe in a closet in the, you know, in the back of the building somewhere, that some floozy somewhere. But we're talking, these are very accredited legal firms.
They are. They are not paralegals. They are not recent graduates from law school. They have to have a minimum of 2 years of law experience. Most of them have at least on an average 19 years experience. And they're from all walks of, or all specialties of the law, so that when you, and they've got basically a performance contract with Legal Shield. All of the law firms that are contracted with Legal Shield are thoroughly vetted. They're top-notch law firms, AV rated. They've got, they have to answer the phone in a certain number of rings. They have to return phone calls in a certain number of hours, same day. If you call about something that same day, even if it's after hours, they're going to call you back. And they have, you know, if you give them a contract to review, they've got 3 days to review their contract. They have to get back in a timely manner. They're paid in advance every month, so they don't worry about billable hours. And they have these contracts to do the perform these services, and they're happy to do it.
We're speaking with Barbara Kwom from Legal Shield. Barbara has taken her Legal Shield practice and is really focusing with business owners and their employees. So the business owner is getting access to legal help for business issues and also personal issues, I'm sure. They can get that membership as well, plus involuntary benefits for their employees. Goodness gracious, that's got to be it, right? There's nothing else that Legal Shield would do to help an individual or a business owner, right?
There's also identity theft.
Wow.
Legal Shield has partnered with Kroll, which is another 44-year-old company that's a worldwide investigative business that does all the government background checks and things like that. And they are all a bunch of licensed investigators. So not only do they monitor all areas of your identity, dark web, they search in case, you know, sex offenders have used your address and, you know, all sorts of things. If your identity has been stolen, they guarantee, and they've got a $5 million service guarantee, that they will do whatever it takes for as long as it takes to get your identity back to where it was before it was stolen. And they will do that for you. They'll do the work. They don't just hand you a bunch of phone numbers and paperwork to fill out and you do it yourself. They do the work for you.
So a lot of times we ask on this show, hey, you know, who's your target market? Who are you trying to, you know, how do you meet the people you're going after? Who do you need to talk to? You've kind of laid it out real clear. Business owners with 99 employees or less are a huge area for you.
Mm-hmm.
People who know they need to do something with their legal stuff, but haven't gotten a will taken care of, haven't gotten their basic estate plan done, and think, oh, I'll get to that later.
Right.
That's a key thing. And
people
then,
that have kids that are learning to drive or are going to college.
Ooh.
Ooh, key. Because, you know, every time somebody gets a ticket and it shows up on their record, they're going to have to pay more for their insurance, or their auto insurance is going to go up. And a lot of times what happens is that you get a speeding ticket or something, you mail it in, or you now take a photo of it and give it over to your attorney firm. They will represent you in court. They usually get it dismissed or negotiated down so much that it doesn't affect your insurance. And that's key, because that's going to save you money for 3 years just on that alone.
That's nice. And Stephen, you got three boys, so.
Yeah.
And you have one that's 16. Now I know why you have Legal Shield.
Yeah. I did not know that. I had Legal Shield, but I never thought about that.
The gift that keeps on giving.
You actually send in my package, I think like a list of 100 reasons to, mm-hmm. to use Legal Shield. And you just read the list. It's like, oh my goodness, I never thought about that. So anyway, for those business leaders, Barbara, that are listening that would like to find out more and maybe look into your services, do you have a website or some contact information you'd like to share with us?
I do. They can go to www.barbquam.com, which is spelled B-A-R-B-K-V-A-M, all the hits from K-V-A-M, .com.
.com, I like
that. .com, yeah. So so it is barbkvam.com. And that is a V, as in Victor.
Did you get all that, Stephen?
I'm writing it down right now as we speak.
Okay. Barbara, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I've appreciated it, and I've enjoyed it.
Very good. Mike.
Yes.
You know, normally this is the time in the show where we talk about love. Is what makes us super.
Yeah, now we're sitting close to each other.
I know. So I got to
maybe change it a little bit.
I needed to change it up.
Respect.
A little bit.
Respect.
Respect is also what makes a Subaru. But also, I wanted to tell you, and this is a new message from us today, that you need to satisfy your Subaru urge by visiting Subaru of Gwinnett, proudly serving drivers from Atlanta, Duluth, Cumming, and Kennesaw. Whether it's a brand new car or a gently used Subaru, our skilled auto enthusiasts at Subaru of Gwinnett will do everything they can to help you find the vehicle that you're looking for. Our Subaru dealership is proud to serve drivers from all over the metro area. If you have any questions before your visit, don't hesitate to call them at 678-475-3500 or visit SubaruofGwinnett.com.
Next week, I'll be back in my regular seat, by the way.
Okay.
Yep.
A little too much.
Julie King is joining us as well. She's from Fairway Mortgage. Hello there, Julie.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to see you. Tell us all about Fairway Mortgage, and we're looking forward to finding out more about the company.
Sure, sure. Fairway Mortgage, we're located on Suwannee Dam Road. Work all over the Atlanta area doing residential mortgage lending. Fairway is a fabulous company. Last year, we doubled our business from a little over $4 billion to a little over $11 billion,
wow.
Which I think speaks a lot about the company and what they're able to provide, which is a very fast turnaround on closings. So we can do closings in as quick as 21 days.
One of the most important decisions you can make is when you are closing on a house, which loan company to use or which mortgage company to use. What are some of the questions that people should ask when they're trying to select a loan officer?
Sure. That's a great question. You really need to ask a lot of questions. The one question that everyone asks is, what is your rate? I'm not sure that it's really even that relevant because we're all competitive with our rates and we all have good rates. And the rates, as we all know, are incredibly low right now anyways. But questions that you need to ask are, how long has that person been in the business? What do they know? Do they specialize in self-employed individuals if you're self-employed or a 1099 person? Ask them, do they know about the different products? How can they access the guidelines? We are like the IRS as far as guidelines go. The book is hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pages. So we have an online capability at Fairway, one of the slickest online capabilities I've ever seen, where you can go in and find out what that regulation is and make sure that they meet that so that we don't come to the end of the closing and go, oops, sorry, you don't qualify. So it's very important.
So we've heard from slick, meaning taking sick time to deal with legal issues, to now slickest,
yes,
which is good in the mortgage industry. You want someone who can access the guide and handle it well.
There you go.
I like this. I like this. Nice bridge between the
there
two.
There we
guests.
Go.
So, Julie, I think for the average person who hasn't read the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pages, I think most people's experience has been, well, the mortgage industry, everybody's kind of the same, because of what happened when they started doing all the changes during the financial crisis. So you've talked about turnaround. You've talked about kind of being able to help people avoid problems at the close. What are some of the other ways that Fairway can kind of separate itself from its competitors and show that, no, there is still a difference in the mortgage industry? Because it sounds like rates are not the difference.
Rates really aren't the difference. Let me tell you a couple of things that I have at Fairway. Angela, my processor, is fabulous. She processes all of my loans. So it's not a round robin where you don't know who's looking at your paperwork, what they're going to deem necessary to send in. Angela keeps up with all the paperwork. I don't know if you've gone through a closing lately, but most people complain, I've sent that in 14 times. Why are you asking for it again? So Angela is...
So a good processor
is extremely
will help streamline
important.
That process.
And me knowing that that's who's going to handle the paperwork, okay. I can go out and convince and show other people that this is going to be a streamlined, professional operation, and it's not going to be, oh, I got Sally who wasn't any good. Sorry about that. That messed up your loan. So Angela's going to handle my work. Then as well, we at Fairway can request our underwriter. So I have an underwriter that is requested on all my files, and she's fabulous. And I know what she's going to expect with the files and the paperwork. So it really makes it a streamlined process where we're not going back and forth and looking at things. And every time you go to the underwriter, that's an opportunity for the underwriter to ask for something that maybe you can't provide. So the when we can knock that down to one time, which we do at Fairway, then we're getting that to close quickly.
Would it be fair for me to say that in the past, the mortgage industry was separated more on the front end, and now it's kind of being separated more on after you say, let's move forward?
That is true. That is true.
Hey, all right.
Wow.
Fair to say.
Have you done a loan lately?
I have. For Steven.
Well, I don't know. What is lately in the mortgage industry?
Really, it changes on a weekly basis sometimes.
It used to be every 7 years. Now it's every 7 months.
It is. Amen. Every 7 months. And that might be not soon enough.
So it hasn't been lately for me then, if that's the process.
How quickly can you guys close mortgages, and how important is it to close them?
I know the answer to that.
Okay.
21 days.
Is that the fastest?
That is the fastest, 21 days from start to finish.
What about average? Should we ask that question?
That's a good question.
You just did.
All right. Average.
You know, we can close them certainly in 30 days is probably on average. Most people can't move as fast as we can close them. So
30 days is kind of an average.
That's pretty much an average. But 21 days, if you have a situation where you need to get in somewhere and you're going to be homeless, then we can make that happen in 21 days. And the importance of that, just to let you know, right now in the market, there's not that many homes out there to buy. And there are a lot of people with cash, and cash is king. So they think they can have a real fast closing. They don't have to worry about someone getting pre-qualified. So if we can do it faster, then we can make that loan happen for that person where there are multiple offers. I have actually had somebody accept a deal because Fairway was doing the loan on them when they had multiple offers, because they knew they would produce.
Wow. Now, so if 30 days is
a lot.
30 days is kind of your average. Do you get to brag about kind of, and the average in Gwinnett County is 42 days or anything? I mean, I don't want you to just throw out random numbers.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
But I think most people listening probably go 30 days. No, that wasn't my experience. It was a little bit longer than that.
You know, 6 weeks is not unusual.
That's true.
Or we get down and think it's going to be 30 days, but it's really going to be 45 because something didn't go right. Ooh. So we don't let that happen.
Julie King is our guest from Fairway Mortgage. I'd like to get your thoughts on these online, and I hear these radio commercials, and I won't name names for these mortgage companies, but there's one with a spaceship, and you hear the commercial like every time you turn on the radio. What's the deal with these online mortgage companies? And, you know, some people are thinking, oh, that must be the easy way, but I would think they'd be a little scary because I want to actually be able to see a person and talk to a person.
Well, I would certainly agree with that. You are making probably your largest investment that you will make in your lifetime. You probably don't go online for your doctor. You probably don't go online for your financial planner. When you're making that kind of money.
I did a couple times for both of those things. Didn't work out very well.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you that in the last year that I have probably redone loans that fell through from online companies. This is a lot of money you have just in the front. You're paying for an appraisal up front. You're paying for an inspection up front. You have earnest money on the line, and you have the opportunity to lose all those. I would look carefully. I would look at the reviews on that rocket ship. They have reviews, and they're not all that great. So
there's two ways that you can find new potential clients. One way is if you're currently going through an online mortgage, then maybe they need to grab your name and number and email because they might need you.
That's right.
2 weeks, 3 weeks. The other way is before you get started, call you first. Would that be?
That would be.
Yeah. Before you get on your rocket ship, call Julie King at Fairway Mortgage.
But if you're not that smart, and you kind of touched upon it earlier, you said that sometimes there are mortgages out there that might be denied by another company.
That's right.
If they come to you, there's a chance that you can kind of guide them through and make it work.
That is correct. That is correct. I have done that several times where they have been denied. Don't think just because you've been denied for a loan that that means you're denied at any company. You need to relook at it, have somebody that's professional in the industry, such as myself, who knows the rules and regulations and can access the rules quickly if they're we don't know them, because there's no way we would all know them all, and be able to take a look at that and maybe structure it in a different way. These are things that a mortgage lender that you can talk to will give you, how to look at your deal and make it the best for you, and how to save you the most money, and how long are you going to live in the home, and ask you detailed questions about what you're going to do with that house.
I think some mortgage companies probably get recognized as doing certain types of loans. That's their specialty. What would you say is the specialty? I think you're doing a good job of kind of expressing it, but let me just come right to the point and say, what does Fairway Mortgage, what are they known for? And why you're identifying with them and why you're working with them.
Sure. We do all types of loans, in all honesty. Then we do conventional, we do VA, we do FHA, we do USDA, we do all down payment assistance, Georgia Dream. We have all those products. So, and even there are offices that do within Fairway that do reverse mortgages. I don't personally do those, but I can refer you to someone who can do that. So
any kind of mortgage. So therefore, you guys are just trying to be the best at what you're doing and find the best clients.
Hello, Stephen.
Yeah,
what she's been saying the whole time.
I know.
Are you listening to the guest?
Yes.
What about that person that's self-employed or they're 1099 and they're thinking, I'm probably not a good candidate to get a mortgage. I'll never be able to buy a house. What would you say to that person?
Well, never is a long time, so don't think you're never going to be able to buy a house. Never say never. It does take a different, you need to be able to look at it. You need to have a qualified mortgage lender to look at that, such as myself, who's done self-employed lending. We do look at the numbers differently. The tax returns are very important on a self-employed individual. So if you're self-employed and you're making $100,000 a year, but you're only claiming $30,000 on your taxes, guess what? That's what we're going to use, the $30,000. So we need to look at your tax returns and look at your income. You need to have 2-year history. So certainly don't think it's never. It will happen. And 1099 employee is same as self-employed in our world. So,
all right. What about a person like Steven whose credit score is just horrible? It's like, in the mud.
Oh, Steven, I didn't know that.
I'm sorry.
Give me a call.
You know, sometimes when people have issues, Julie, they project those issues onto other people.
There you go.
So I'm not naming any names.
So we'll start with Mike first.
All right. So that person who doesn't have great credit, doesn't have a great credit score.
Right. And that does happen as well.
Not named Steven, by the way.
Not named Steven.
Or Mike.
Either one.
Yeah.
So what we do, we can look at your credit report. We can give you, we have a credit simulator that we can run your credit report through and do different show where we pay off certain cards down to certain amounts. And they're actually key targets that if you put it all together will increase your credit score the most over the shortest amount of time. So the simulator gives you that idea. We can play with the numbers, with the amount of cash you have in order to help increase your credit score so that you can purchase. So
walk you through the
sometimes
process.
Sometimes it's just a month or two. Sometimes it might be 6 months, but it's not forever.
And you're a senior loan officer. So for folks that, use Fairway Mortgage, they get a person like a Julie King. Before we let you go, Julie, tell us a little bit about yourself, because you're not just getting Fairway Mortgage. I'm getting Julie. So tell me about Julie.
Sure. Well, I grew up here in Atlanta, so I'm very familiar with the area and with all the people here and have been around the Suwanee area for many years. Have recently relocated to Gainesville, Georgia, but my office is still here in Suwanee. Been doing mortgage lending for several years now. Really enjoy it. Enjoy working with first-time home buyers and partner with real estate agents to work with their clients. So,
okay. Website, contact information for you.
Okay. www.juliemking.com. That's JULIEMKING.com. And my phone number is 770-634-9883.
The M for the middle initial, does it stand for Mike?
No, Marie.
Ah,
nice. Mike, we have another little distinction. We've had two guests who both have websites with their name.
I noticed that.
And neither you nor I have websites with our name on them.
I used to at one time.
Yes, you did.
I did at one time. All right. I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Julie.
Thank you.
Steven, you have any more business to take care of?
Yes, I do. Mike, did you know that Ferratech can be your one source for all toner supplies, printers, copiers, and computers? Whether you need service or repair on your hardware,
easy for you to say,
or you are looking to find the best price and quality on toner supplies, Ferratech has a skilled and knowledgeable team to help you and your company. Contact them today to see how they help you. We're very grateful that they are the sponsor of Gwinnett Business Radio, and they are waiting for your call, Mike, and all of our listeners' call at 770-582-1188.
Ferratech, they're the reason we have these shenanigans week in and week out.
That's right.
All right. Appreciate it very much. And a big thank you to our guests, Julie King with Fairway Mortgage and Barbara Quam with Legal Shield. She's a Legal Shield Independent Associate. Quick reminder that you can listen to this show or any of our shows at GwinnettBusinessRadio.BusinessRadioX anytime, 24/7, or you can visit GwinnettBusinessRadioX.com. You can download any of our shows on iTunes as well. Follow us on Twitter at Gwinnett Radio X. Like us on Facebook at Gwinnett Radio X. And we're out there. We're all over social media.
Absolutely. You know, I was going to keep a streak. I didn't think I was going to keep this streak alive, but you usually ask me for one last comment, and I was
not today. We're out of time. Thank you, Stephen.
I was going to say, Mike, you're no Slick Rick.
Woo!
But this show was very slick.
Okay. See, here's the problem with me sitting next to you. I'm not in front of the computer. I can't play the.
Because you do it so well, Mike.
I'm going to have you run the computer next time.
Oh, that'd be great.
You'll get to see how difficult it is.
Boy, another promotion. Two promotions in a row.
All right. Well, this has been the last show of Gwinnett Business Radio. Appreciate you joining us. For Steven and Trey and Daniel and Z and all the guys behind the scene, I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
Woo!
We need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferratech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferratech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferratech.com.